Jim Boyd. I think this is Bill. He's still living. One of them died anyway. He said, you know, that couldn't have happened. I just happened to be passing by, and they were in there. And what they were doing, he sold the type of instruments that they play.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine they was in there, you know, to check on some business or something, you know,
yeah,
about the instruments. Of course, I think they're giving all that stuff. Don't cost them anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they play a certain type of guitar. The company, that's the advertising part.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And they build a guitar to what they like. They say, I want it this way, or the company will build it that way.
Uh-huh.
But now, them are the greatest musicians of their type that they ever lived.
That's really neat that you got to just see them, just by
accident. Oh, yeah, and meet those kind men, talking to somebody like me, and like I was the only person in the world.
Yeah, that's neat. And the people who are the best are often
I've talked to several artists, and they're so grand and good, and that's why they're at the top. Now, if they get, if you're not kind and courteous to the public, out you go.
Yeah.
I don't care how good you are, you're lost.
Uh-huh.
Just like Ernest Tubb, he's born and raised down here in Ennis County. He's heard Ernest Tubb.
Yeah, I didn't know he was
born. I knew him, and he didn't know nobody. He went with my friend's wife.
Huh.
Living here in town now before he married. Well, anyway, that was back, I don't know how many years. His little son is about this tall, about 4 years old. Now he's a musician playing on his own.
Yeah.
He's playing down here close to the Squire, advertising some kind of feed, you know, peach seed in front of peach store. And I walked by, and he's standing there by himself, and his little boy standing there, and they had a tub of maize seed.
Mm-hmm.
That little boy get a handful of maize seed, throw it to his daddy's guitar. And his daddy wouldn't say a word. He played left while his daddy turned and emptied them out. And nobody ever stopped and paid no attention to him. And I said to myself, that man never going over. Because he didn't have a quality voice. He just talked it, you know. But now he's a multimillionaire, and what got him that way, he's a fella that everybody loves. He's just a good, good man.
Huh.
He just loves people.
That's interesting.
And that brought him where he was. Yeah. And you take a smart aleck. I don't care how smart he is, he's doomed if he doesn't let... See, public likes good people. I don't care.
Well, I wonder, does he live in Nashville now? Or
I think he does. I'm trying. No.
There are a bunch of awful big houses in Nashville.
You've been through there?
Yeah, I'm seeing Buddy's grandparents, you know, and they'll take us and show us, you know, this house.
Some of those, you know, celebrities' home you're talking about?
I've never been in one.
Well, is it level ground or mountainous, or what is it?
It's
where
really
they live?
Hilly.
Where they live, it's hilly.
Uh-huh. And lots of trees, big trees.
Now, they live in those kind of secluded places, I guess.
Yeah.
Private, very private.
Yeah, they have these.
Do you remember any that they showed you, any name come to your mind?
I don't remember Minnie Pearl's house.
Oh, well, that's enough. What she did it look? Do they look like fine homes or just little old shacks?
No, they look pretty fine homes to me.
Well, now, Minnie Pearl, of course,
she's
an entertainer, but in her type, you know, what she does. She's a comedian, but she make enough money, reckon, to have a fine home.
Yeah, I think so. A big one.
I've seen her in person several times.
Really?
She's tickled me. They used to come down here in Dallas a long time ago and put on... There used to be a lot of shows picked up in Dallas, local. That Queen for a Day, and you know, I know you remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've seen the whole gang of them.
Huh. I know when I was a kid, you know.
They were nice people, real nice, the whole bunch.
Huh.
Well, I think anything that's up there, they love people, and they love their work, and they show it in.
Well, some of those people sure do have big houses, I'll say that. And they're all, you know, set back from the road, and they're way back up there on the hill. Big white pillars and lots of trees between the roads.
Kind of like a capsule.
Yeah, some of them. Or like a plantation.
And a lot of them live there. They like that country, I guess.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Or maybe it's to be close to business because there's so much, you know, going on in Nashville.
It's strange. It don't get more scattered around, not localized, but it seems to be just localized down there. They say